This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 18. It says there, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. End of quote. May I ask you a question? Does it bother you if a person apparently not acceptable in the sight of mere men share or preach the gospel? Another question. Does it bother you if a person shares the gospel or preach the gospel with the false motives? In today's insight, let us give some careful attention to the mindset of Apostle Paul. He says, it is true that some preach Jesus Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, but the former preach Christ out of selfish ambition. They intend to stir up trouble for Apostle Paul when he is in chains. They are giving trouble to Paul by preaching the message of gospel. But listen to his conclusion. He says, does it matter? The important thing is that in every way possible, whether in good or false motive, it is Christ who is preached. And just because of this one thing, if not anything else, Paul says he rejoices. In essence, he says his goal is every person to know the gospel and receive it. If Christ's gospel is heard in the whole world, through whomever person or whatever motives, he rejoices in it. At the end, of course, the Lord gives the reward for the work based on one's faithfulness and good motives. Very true. But can we allow the Lord to determine who should be rewarded or who should not be rewarded? It is not up to us anyway, is it? Beloved, in Romans 15:21, Apostle Paul says he desires to take the gospel to places where they never heard it. In fact, he was very successful in achieving this goal during his lifetime, wasn't he? He says, it has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation, end of quote. Regardless of the person who shares the word of God, and regardless of the intentions, true, good, or false, he rejoiced in the message of the gospel. Do you share the gospel? Do you preach the gospel? Do you pray, help, support, and encourage someone who shares the gospel and toils in it? Do you have the willingness to partner with them in reaching out? Or do you view them with an eye of doubt and suspicion in your heart? May the Lord help us. Remember, our Lord himself said apparently in a sad tone. It is recorded in Luke 10:2. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. End of quote. Beloved, do you love God who loved you so much that he gave his only one begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have eternal life in heaven with him? God loved you and gave Jesus Christ for your sake, so that by believing and trusting him as your Savior and Lord, you will be granted forgiveness of all your sins and eternal life in heaven. By placing faith in Jesus Christ, you have the privilege and blessings to born again into God's family as God's own precious child. This is the good news, or the gospel. Would you believe in this simple and straightforward good news today? So does it matter? What matters is rejoicing in the Lord and his good news. What matters is you also become a laborer in Lord's harvest rather than being an onlooker and a doubter who typically causes only delay and confusion. It is marvelous God uses different types of people to share his gospel to the unreached world. May the good Lord open our eyes to see the need to preach the gospel, because millions are going to Christless eternity. Come on, let us together do the beautiful work of our Master. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe you loved me and gave me your only Son for the forgiveness of my sins and to come and live with you eternally in heaven. Lord, I rejoice in the good news of the gospel. What a marvelous grace and love of God revealed in the gospel. Lord, help me to share this gospel with others around me. I give and surrender my life to you, Lord. I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior. Help me to become a laborer for you, good Master, for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, grace, and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.